Հանուն Հոր եւ Օրդվո եւ Հոգուին Սրբո, Ամեն.
Today in the Armenian Church, we celebrate two events. The first is the Assumption of Mary, when Mary died and was assumed into heaven. Her son, Jesus Christ, came and took her up to heaven, took her body to heaven. And we also remember the harvest in Armenia, the first fruits of the harvest in Armenia. We come together and we bless. This is why in the Armenian calendar today is actually, or this time period, is Navasart, New Year, the New Year for the Armenians. And so at first glance, we look at this and we say these are two very different events, but in reality, they are connected to one another. For centuries in Armenia, and also in the scriptures, the first fruits were always dedicated to God. The best was dedicated to God and given to Him. Not the leftovers, not the extra. Because when we dedicate the first fruits to God, we are literally saying to Him, Lord, we trust You that You will provide for us the remainder. We trust You. With the Assumption of Mary, the Church also proclaims that not just was she taken up to heaven by her own, that she was not taken up to heaven by her own power, but her son came and did this, Christ, and this was a sign of hope for all of us, a sign of that which waits for us one day. St. John of Damascus says, it is fitting that she who kept her virginity in childbirth should also keep her body incorrupt even after death and be taken into heaven to prepare a place for all of us. She was the pure and the perfect vineyard in which the true vine grew, Christ. And today we remember that she being the first of the heavenly harvest to be taken up to heaven, likewise we bless the first fruits of our harvest. Throughout the scriptures, it's written that the first fruits must be given to God. And we give the best to God. But so often, we don't do this. We don't give God the leftovers. In the Bible, it says you must give your first fruits. You must give your firstborn child to God. You must give the first days of your, the first hours of your day to God. You must even give the first day of the week to God. We're told to do this, always the first, because it's an act of trust. It's an act of trust. God doesn't need it. He wants us to trust Him. And we see this throughout the Bible, all the way to almost the very first story in the Bible, with Cain and Abel. Cain and Abel, both children of Adam and Eve. They were to give a dedication, a sacrifice to God. And so Abel, a shepherd, takes his first sheep and dedicates it, sacrifices it to God. And then Cain comes, who was a farmer, and it says he took from his excess, from the extra he had, and he gave that to God. And God accepted Abel's sacrifice and rejected Cain's sacrifice. And the story goes on to say that Cain became very upset and angry, and takes his brother into the field and kills his brother out of jealousy. The fact is that when we give from what is extra, God doesn't want that, because it doesn't show that we trust Him. But rather, when we give from the very beginning, not knowing what the future will be, that's when God accepts it, because He says, you trust Me, you believe in Me, you know that I can do good for you. The time has come also, as we bless these grapes, to remind us, the Church reminds us, that we must give our first and our best. Our time, our income, our attention, and our love to God. Not waiting to see how everything turns out, and if we have extra, then we give. The question then arises, how do we give our first fruits today in 2025 in Dallas, Texas? How do we do that? With the exception of maybe one of you, none of us are farmers. None of us are farmers. We don't have cattle, or we don't have goats or sheep or work the land. We don't have these things. So how do we give to God? First, from the very first moments that we wake up, we should dedicate those minutes to God, even before we look at our phones. Many of us, once we wake up, the first thing we do is we go to our phone and we look to see what have we missed throughout the night. Or we try to get our dopamine fix and go through the scrolling very quickly. Before we even do that, we should dedicate those minutes to God and thank God for giving us another day to live. We should also dedicate the first day of the week, Sunday, to God. That means coming to church on time, 10 a.m. every Sunday. Coming to church on time, even if we're tired. If you can get to work at 7:30 or 8 o'clock in the morning, you can get to church at 10 in the morning. I promise you. Okay? But this shows that we come and we worship God. And we say, God, I don't know what the rest of the week is going to bring, but I trust you and I'm going to dedicate this day to you. Even though I have all these things to do. I have laundry to do. I have to clean the house. I have to go shopping. I have to do this. I have to do that. I trust that you will provide me that time if I dedicate time to you. The first of our income should go to God, whether it be the church or to the poor. Either one. Whatever works best for you. But it should be the first thing we give, not the last thing if we have time, if we have extra. And so often we do this, myself included. We pay the bills, we make sure everything is covered, and then we see how much we have to live with. And then maybe if there's extra at the end of the month, we give to the church or we give to the poor. We're taught from a very young age, put into your 401k, into your retirement fund first, before you even see it, and then use the rest of the money for all the other things. But we never talk about giving to God first. It should be the opposite. We give to God first, and if we have extra, then we do all the other fun things throughout the week and the month. This is how we have to promise and work with God, because in that time, God will say, you trust me, and I will provide for you. And then finally, in our relationships, we must be first. That means love, attention, compassion, and forgiveness are offered first, not when we think the other person deserves it. Very often we think, oh, when he's ready or she's ready, then I will show forgiveness. Then I will love them. No, that comes first, and then the relationship can be healed. Our entire life must be replicating the holy and divine liturgy, the Badarak. Because what do we do in the Badarak? We bring bread and wine, we offer it to God, he blesses it, and he gives it back to us as a blessing. The same thing we must live our lives. We give to God, he blesses it, and he gives back to us. When we don't do this and we withhold and we say, not yet, I don't trust you, God. I trust myself first. I'm going to trust all that I have to do, and then if I have time, then I'm going to give to you. When we do this, we cut ourselves off from the vine, who is Christ. And then we can't give fruit anymore. We can't produce anymore. We must trust God full-heartedly. So today, as it is Armenian New Year, I suggest that this be a new year of offering yourself to God. Ask yourselves these two questions. First, what will you give to God first? What have you been holding back from giving God? What is it? Think about it and offer that to him. And then second, where will you trust God before you see results? So often we say, I need to see results first before I can trust. But God says, no, trust and then I will show you the results. Mary was assumed as a promise of what's to come, because from the very first moment that the angel Gabriel came to her and she said yes, until the final breath she took, she trusted God completely. And as a result, her life was changed, and she became a blessing for all humanity. When we live this way, we prepare ourselves for the eventual harvest in God's eternal kingdom. So, I pray that we offer ourselves the first fruits with open hands and with hearts full of trust, and that we give God those first fruits, time, love, trust, labor, forgiveness, and our entire lives, so that we also may be raised up and join Mary and all the saints in heaven on the final day. Amen.